Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, the Originals, the Elgins, Shorty Long, and Tom Clay, all coming up to the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists.
Ain't no place like Motown. Listen while we play. Ain't no place like Motown. Hitsville, USA. Ain't no place like Motown. Listen while we play. Listen to the Motown sound. We call it all around. But nowhere has been found. A band that plays around sound. Like the Motown sound. Ain't no place like Motown. It's still USA. Ain't no place like Motown. Listen while we play. Listen to the Motown horn.
Watch out, you might drown.
Too deep.
while I've been condemned to love only you. To replace them. Oh no, ooh, this heavy love.
Still. face reality. Knowing loneliness is my destiny.
Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, I've Passed This Way Before, and they reached number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966. Jimmy is the older brother of David Ruffin, who we heard from before him, and that was Heavy Love, number 47 from 1976. And we started with the Motown Memories' favorite artist, the Velvettes, also known as the Motown Memories' theme song, but the official name is Ain't No Place Like Motown. It was recorded and released in 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone. But When I'm Gone was written by Smokey Robinson, and it was a single that he produced twice, one for early Motown star Mary Wells, and the other for fellow Motown vocalist Brenda Holloway, which you'll hear coming up. Well, Brenda Holloway's version became a hit, while Mary Wells's was aborted after the singer left the label in 1964. Well, When I'm Gone was one of the last records that Mary Wells ever recorded while at Motown. She was fresh from the success of My Guy, which reached number one, and with her Motown contract expiring the year of My Guy and its success, Mary decided to terminate her contract with Motown, complaining that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, refused to give Mary the royalties that she earned during a successful tenure. Well, meanwhile, Motown's latest new signed female artist, Brenda Holloway, was released in her first single, Every Little Bit Hurts, which shot to number 13 in the United States Billboard charts. After Mary departed, Motown eventually convinced Brenda to record some of Mary Wells' songs, partially due to the fact that Berry Gordy felt that Brenda Holloway was the next Mary Wells, although both singles' vocals differed from each other's. Well, here is Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, right here on Motown Memories.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away now? What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? You tell him how you made me so sad. Cause you make some people think that you love me a lot, but they just don't know you. And what they see isn't what we got. We're happy in the public's eye. They think you're such a wonderful guy. Mr. High. Oh, yeah. You may all pass at every girl that you see.
Tom Fallon.
That girl's a fool.
Originals with Down to Love Town, and it only reached number 47 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts, but it was a favorite in the discos back in the 70s. The Originals had five charting 45s on the Motown record label, and we started with Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, number 25 from 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, the Elgins and Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
I've cried through many endless nights, just holding my pillow tight. Then you came into my lonely days with your tender, loving, sweet ways. Now I don't know where you come from, baby. Don't know where you've been, my baby. Heaven must have sent you into my
China, long toss.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Anybody see my old friend John? Can you tell me when he's gone?
We're at the trademark. The motorcade is coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. Just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone?
That should call days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Mayor Yorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ripper Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say why. I dream things that never were and say why not.
Is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Tom Clay, who was a disc jockey at Los Angeles radio station KGBS in 1971, and that was What the World Needs Now is Love, Abraham, Martin, and John, the Blackberries were a backup vocal group on that song, and they reached number 8 from 1971. Before that, Function at the Junction with Shorty Long, number 97 from 1966. Shorty died on June 29, 1969, age 29 from a boating accident. He had 345s that charted on the Motown record label. And we started with the Elgins and Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 50 from 1966. And the Elgins also had 3 singles that charted on the Motown record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we'll feature some lesser-known Motown artists. Coming up after the break, more lesser-known Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.